Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Tuesday night, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming whole, complete, and entire, spirit, soul, and body. As a reminder, in our spirit, we don't need healing. There is no woundedness, no change necessary. You are already perfect, complete, and whole in your spirit. It's our soul and our body that we're working on. And often it is the critical part between our soul and our spirit that needs the most work. So our woundedness in our soul can keep us from receiving eternal life. And eternal life isn't something that we're going to receive after we die or, you know, going to heaven or anything like that. Eternal life is instead a character, part of our new nature, our new identity as spirit beings. So, for instance, just as God is holy, he is also eternal life. So we received that when we became born again, when we were renewed in our spirit, we were re-spirited. So with that character, that which is born of the spirit is spirit, we have the same characteristics as the originator of that spirit. So as God is eternal life, we too are eternal life in our spirit. So the problem is between our spirit and our soul, and that is because of the woundedness in our soul and to a lesser extent in our body. Many of the wounds in our body, the infirmities, the diseases, are often quickly relieved when we experience healing in our soul. If you'd like to call in, our number is 718-664-6988. If you've got any questions or comments about the discussion we've been having, which has been about lately the reasons why we may not be experiencing the healing that we are asking for or expecting or praying for. So we recognize that God does things his way, and that every circumstance in our life is being crafted in order to bring us to face God and ask him, Lord, is this from you? Is this something I'm supposed to be learning from? Is this something I'm supposed to be overcoming? What do we do here? So what he is developing within us is a constant habitual turning to him. He is our source. And it's always the turning back to our source. He is alone is the answer to every question, every problem, every lack. So the sooner we learn how to do it, the more that lack is filled. Any woundedness is healed. So we've been talking about reasons we're not healed. In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about that we're not healed because the pain, which is really why we want to be healed, is caused by our temperament and not by something that needs to be healed. In other words, the way God created you, your temperament may be causing you problems. And so we may think, okay, if God will just change that or heal it, then everything will be fine. The problem is if that's the way God created you, just because it's causing you a little inconvenience or even a lot of inconvenience, He's not going to change it. He likes you that way. So there are some things about ourselves that we just have to learn to manage. And it's interesting how so many things we very often want to get out of are part of our character, the temperament, the way God created us. And yet the things that we are learning to live with are exactly the things God wants to release us from. This is why it's so important that we learn to go to Him, to be able to distinguish between that which He wants to free us from and that which we have to learn to live with. And by learn to live with, there are things on this earth that we're just going to get by. We're not, our goal is not to meet any kind of false standards or real standards for that matter. What others say is perfection or excellence or a reflection on God, it really doesn't matter. Are you relying on God for your source, for your strength, for your decision making, for your life itself, for the mundane, for deciding things, for in relationships, for the strength to deal with them, to persevere and make them better, or let them go? God is not expecting us who are going to be judging us on our adherence to any particular set of standards or expectations that are set out by any group whatsoever. And this is why we are looking at what we believe in our own minds, so that we don't have these expectations within ourselves and then are striving our whole lives to try to meet something that God doesn't expect us to meet. So we were also talking about how we're not healed because we're relying on our own strength, our own faith, or our own understanding that comes from ourselves or from someone else or outside source, rather than relying on God Himself for that healing. So we're reminded that God is jealous over us and the work He's doing in us. And to rest in Him and allow Him to do things, do these changes in His timing, is a form of high respect and appreciation and gratitude. And this brings us into that state of rest and readiness. Remember, our goal is to join God in His purposes in us. And His purpose is to reveal Himself. We overcome the flesh within us and get healed. That will look like our ultimate goal for each one of us is that we would learn to rule and reign here in this earth. So we're in training, we're developing the skill set that is necessary to be His sons here on this earth. And how do we do that? We learn on a moment-by-moment basis whatever it is He's teaching each one of us. So because part of it is we are so responsive to getting healed, our need for healing. None of us likes to walk around wounded, especially when there's an opportunity to be freed from that, whether it's a physical pain or an emotional pain or a lack or a misunderstanding. We want to be freed from that. So God uses that to get our attention. We want to take that to Him. Lord, is that from you? Is this a wound you want to heal, or is this something else? Rather than trying to figure it out ourselves, oh yes, that is a wound because this happened when I was young and now I believe this. You can even come up to the correct conclusion about what that wound is and where it came from. But until God heals you, it's not healed. It's not understanding the wound and its origination and its lies. It's not knowing or seeing or believing. That's just the way God gets our attention. He heals you. He sets you free. So we are not going to be relying on our own strength, our own understanding, our own faith, or if only had enough faith. We're not going to hide behind these religious phrases that when you come down to them, most of us don't have the foggiest idea what we're talking about. Instead, we're going to rely on Him, and he will show up. He will make Himself known to us in a real and objective way. So now we find out we're also not healed because of God's timing. God knows what He has planned for you, and He knows when the healing will take place. When He talks about revealing Himself and the healing He wants to bring into our lives, it's a part of a strategy that He has for you. This is not about accomplishing something in this world. He is already God and Lord of all. So our focus can be on what is in our front, in our two hands. It's been a while since I've shared my favorite illustration, so I'll share it again. Picture yourself having dinner with God and a bunch of other people. And we're all just talking with Him, talking with one another, and getting life from one another and enjoying the meal. And say, well, what if Father says, pass the salt? And that you see the salt in front of you and you pass the salt to Him. And there's no break in the conversation. You just continue with what you're doing, with communion with Him and enjoying the food, enjoying what you're doing, enjoying your friends and His presence, and just focused on what's going on at the dinner table. So then He says to you, go heal that person. Go raise him from the dead. And you get up from the table and you go and you raise that person from the dead. And you come back and you sit down at the table and you pick up where that conversation is. You rejoin what's going on, just as if nothing happened. Objectively, that person being raised from the dead is obviously going to impact his life and those around him much more than you passing the salt. But from your perspective, they're the same. Because all you did was follow through on what God asked you to do. And it wasn't because you were thinking, okay, this is my calling. This is my gift. This is my ministry. You know, it's don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. When the right hand is given something to do, the right hand does it. When the left hand is given something to do, the left hand does it. When Father gives you something to do, just do it. And we build that trust that He won't put us in a situation that He can't handle. Now, let me be real clear about that, too. I can guarantee that He will put you in a situation that you can't handle. But He will never put you in a situation that He can't handle, that He hasn't prepared, that He hasn't already seen the conclusion of it. But He does bring us to the end of our own strength. And so very often He does precisely put us in a situation that we cannot handle using our own abilities and sometimes even gifts and callings and all the other supernatural talents we may have. They aren't going to be enough because God does not want them to be enough. So God knows what He has planned for you, and He knows when the healing that He has for you will come. But there's always that timing thing. But what we don't want to do is settle for not getting healed by just saying, well, maybe it's just not my time. Look at the example of Paul. We all know this. He sought the Lord for release from a particular affliction. And many have, you know, gone back and forth about what it was and all the different aspects of it. Now, it's recorded that he asked God for healing 3 times. And it was over time. I mean, he doesn't seem like he sat there and did it all, you know, 3 times. You know, God heal me, God heal me, God heal me. In fact, I believe it was over a period of years. But he asked until he got an answer. In his case, the answer was no. In his case, the answer was, I'm done talking to you about this. I'm not going to heal you. Let's go on to the next thing. But we need to be like Paul and seek God and persist for our release, for our healing, until we hear from him to stop. It's not our persistence that's going to convince God that we really want to be healed, or that proves our faith, or that overcomes the enemy, or anything like that. The point is that we are not going to accept any version of reality other than what God presents. And when we ask twice and for anything and don't get an answer from him, if we stop asking, we have decided something on God's behalf. we have decided that he's not talking to us. We have put ourselves in his place. We have decided he's not going to answer. And we have presumed that we know what he wants without letting him speak for himself. So let's not get into that mindset. This is a great example of the world spirit. The Lord's trying to teach me something. When I've learned it, he'll heal me. And I'd add to that that a lot of times then we think, okay, that area where I've been wounded and now God's healed me, that's now going to be my area of ministry. That's real common as well. And what have we done? We've drawn our own conclusions based on our own understanding and our own set of facts instead of, okay, God, I'm going to keep my focus on the dinner table, on my meal with you, on communing and being with you, and partaking of whatever you send me to do. And I'm not even going to bother calling it, okay, this is my calling, this is my ministry, this is my gift. Instead, whatever he sends you to do, it's simply an extension of who you are. And God can change that. He can send you to do something. Remember, your job here, you're going to be learning to rule and reign as a son. And the needs that God may want you to address. One thing to remember, the more you are freed from hindrances and the more he can reveal himself to you and through you, the more likely it is that you will be sent on an ever-increasing variety of projects. It will not likely be a centralized, okay, are you going into the healing ministry, or are you going into an evangelical teaching ministry, or this, that. The more we are available to God for his purposes, the more he's just going to send you wherever he needs someone he can trust. There's nothing passive. There's nothing boring. There's nothing predictable about being in a dependent relationship with God. And there's no way of knowing what he has in store for you except by experiencing it. So just raise your hand and say, I'm ready, I'm willing, I'm able. Because all I need to do is show up. And that's all he's asking. He's doing the training and the healing and the providing for whatever you need. And he'll take it from there. Do your homework, follow through, be willing to be used, take the tests, participate. The process is not all that hard. Unless we have false expectations. So another reason we're not healed is because it wouldn't be good for us. Sometimes God delays our healing because we wouldn't know how to handle or interpret the freedom and responsibility that comes with it. As God works on our healing, He is also at work on other circumstances of our lives, dealing with our flesh, our memories, our relationships, and our circumstances. So God may be delaying your healing until certain elements of your life line up, until He's worked other things out. He wants us to receive the full benefits of being healed, including recognizing Him as the healer. So He may even wait until we've tried everything we can think of before stepping in Himself. He knows where we're coming from, and that most of the time, all we want is to be set free from the pain. But He has much greater plans and purposes, and plans that will not only bring us healing, but plans that bring freedom and wholeness into every aspect of our lives. Another reason we're not healed is because we give up too soon. One aspect of God's character that we now possess in our spiritual nature is persistence. He also uses our need and desire for healing to make this character available to and through our soul. He wants us to have confidence in our own persistence. So we don't want to assume that God doesn't want to heal us just because He hasn't healed us so far. We spend most of our lives trying to make life easier for ourselves. Yet Jesus said, in this world we will have tribulation. My new favorite phrase from a silly movie I saw the other day is, life is pain. Anyone trying to tell you something different is just trying to sell you something. Now, it's not as bleak as all that, but when someone's trying to tell you, if you just do thus and so, you'll get out of this pain, or everything will be fine. Anytime someone's promising something that they can't deliver, odds are they're trying to sell you something. As we come into freedom, we need to hear from Him, to learn His ways, to see what He's doing. We need to learn to persist, to endure, to continue pressing in, because part of His purpose for us is to rely on Him for motivation, for encouragement, for endurance, which is part of what brings us into that intimate relationship with Him. God may use your friends, your family, your relatives to encourage and motivate towards that goal. But we need to recognize that it's coming from Him. So there will likely be times that He will take away all your motivation and all your sources of motivation, so He can motivate you Himself. So what we want to be able to do is practically learn how to appropriate His endurance. He is so objective and so practical. He knows where we're coming from, and He knows what encouragement we need. So don't give up, but learn to rely on His strength. So is there a time to give up? Yes, but only when He says so. And if he does say, no, my grace is sufficient, in other words, depend on me to make up for what is not healed, then let it go at that. God is not under any obligation to explain why he does or doesn't do what we think he should. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again on Thursday night at 6:30, where we'll be talking about knowing him. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great evening.